Good morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
We have no one to blame but the leering, seducing flare-up of our own lust, not yours, mine. Do you see that? So who do I blame? Me. You see, let me tell you something. We have all got freedom of choice. Adam and Eve had freedom of choice, so did the angels. Or else Lucifer wouldn't have did what he did. He had freedom to choose, right? Adam and Eve had freedom to choose. We've got freedom to choose. Is that correct? Now, I can choose, and I can make a choice. The choice is mine to make, good or bad. I can choose to rob the IRS or the convenience store, and I can choose not to. But once I've made my decision, and I've acted out on my choice, now it's out of my hands. The consequence is not mine to choose. Is that right? I can't choose the consequences of my bad choices. I can choose my choice, but I cannot choose what's going to happen from my choice. So if I rob a convenience store, once I've robbed that convenience store, it's now out of my control.
That's right.
Up until me saying I'm going, it's in my control. Once I rob it, it's out of my control. Is that right?
Right.
Now, what can happen from that, doing that, I could get shot.
That's right.
I could be killed. I could be maimed. I could go to jail for life. I could end up killing someone. Are you with me? I am not in control of the consequences of my bad choices. Do we all agree with that? Because some of you look and say, oh, but you don't know the kind of father I had. Listen, you are responsible for you. God will handle your father for what he did. But you handle you and leave your father to God. Amen. I have to take responsibility sometime in my life and say, no, this is the way it's going to be. I'm taking the responsibility. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Look at this. Galatians 5:9. Look what it says in Galatians 5:9. It says, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. A little bit. You know, you can choose to hang with the wrong people. And you can get the leaven of the wrong people inside of you. And 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. I go into a place where there's a little bit of leaven, and I start hanging around where this leaven is. It gets in me. That's my choice to hang there. That leaven gets in me, and it corrupts the whole thing now. Is that God's word? Can God lie? No. So is his word going to return to him void? No, it's not. And so if God said it, that's it. So a little leaven. So I'm going to watch what I watch on television. Because there's tons of leaven on TV. You understand? I'm telling you, it's just insane. I've got to watch who I hang around with. The choice of friends that I choose. The church that I go to. The church that I go to is so, you know, we do praise and worship and our hearts are open to the Lord. And your spirit's open now to receive the word of God. And now you're going to a church that'll stand there in some churches and say, tongues is of the devil. Leaven just came in. It's going to corrupt the whole thing. Or they'll say, healing is not for today. You just got leaven in there. It's going to corrupt the whole thing. And if you don't know the truth because you chose not to learn the truth, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. I know many Christians that have died and gone to be with the Lord. Wonderful, good people, well-meaning Christians, loved God, couldn't get healed. Didn't believe it. Didn't believe in healing. Would argue with me till they were blue in the face that healing is not for today. You know what? Even if I were to die right now from whatever it is, healing is real. Healing is real. God's made it that way. God said by his stripes you are healed. God said Jesus himself took our infirmities and bore our sickness. God said I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. If something goes wrong, is it me or is it God? I've got to take responsibility for me. Is that right? And I'm telling you, when we get to this place of taking responsibility, we'll be so much better off not blaming everyone and everything. Look at Galatians 6, verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. So what you sow is what you're going to get. So turn that scripture around and say, what I'm reaping is what I've sown. Everyone said, what I'm reaping is what I've sown. Because that's what God said, did he not? He said, don't be deceived. You can't kid God. You might kid Pastor Jerry and Pastor John and Pastor Adam on the front row and these guys. You could kid them, but God you cannot kid. He's not mocked with this kind of stuff. What you sow is what you're going to reap. So if I sow discord, I'm going to reap some destruction. Amen. And so that's God's word. Be not deceived. Does he not warn you before he says it? Be not deceived. Don't be misled. What you sow is what you will reap. What you're reaping is what you have sown. Now it takes a person that can accept responsibility to say, yes, that's true in my life.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive in sports, chapel, and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
Amen. Verse 8. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Go on. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. God's given you a promise right there. But what you're sowing is what you're going to reap. If you don't like what you're reaping, change what you're sowing. If you don't like your salary, start learning to become an extensive, experienced giving giver. An extravagant giver. Amen. Stop fighting against the tithe and the offerings. Do it God's way. Do it God's way. Listen, salvation, you did it God's way. Did you not? Why don't you do financial blessing God's way? Why don't you do healing God's way? Why don't you do peace God's way? Why don't you have joy God's way? Amen? Because his way is the right way. Is that correct? And so we got to take responsibility. Now, this next scripture, and I'm going to close with this. This next scripture is Proverbs 23, verse 7. You all know this. Look at it. Proverbs 23, 7. For as he, that you and me, or her, thinks in his heart, so is he. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Is that correct? Is that what God said?
Yeah.
So it's apparent that if I can change the way the man thinks, I can change the man. Correct? So let me just show you how it says it in the Young's Literal Translation. Did you get it up? For as he has thought in his soul, so is he. Now we've had a bit of confusion growing up over the years as to what the heart is. And I'm not going to go through the whole thing because I've done detailed teaching on this. But we thought that the heart was the spirit. We thought that the heart was deep down in the belly. We thought that the heart was the pump. We thought that the heart was thinking up here. Right? As a man thinks in his heart. Well, let me just make it very quickly clear to you. I've got a pump in my chest, as all of you have. And that thing pumps blood. Can I think with that thing? Are you sure? Okay, so it rules it out. Right? So it's not that. I'm standing here right now. I'm a billionaire. 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 I'm thinking it up here, aren't I? I'm a billionaire. Am I? Maybe in the spirit, but not yet. Okay, I'm a billionaire, right? It didn't work. It's not up here. As a man thinks in his heart, my heart cannot be up here. Right? And the heart cannot be the spirit, because the Bible says when a man is born again, his spirit and Jesus Christ's spirit becomes one. Is that what the Bible says? So if my spirit is thinking rotten, I'm living rotten, how can my spirit that's hooked up with God be thinking rotten? It's impossible. You see, your spirit is saved. Your spirit is the born again part. Your spirit is righteous. Your spirit cannot sin. Your spirit doesn't sin. Is that right? If it sinned, then Jesus sinned. Because his spirit and my spirit become one, right? Well, that's how you're going to get into heaven. So it can't be my spirit. Do we agree on that? So what is this heart thing? When you look at the Young's literal translation, it says the soul. And when you look it up and study the heart in the concordance, it's talking about the soulish realm. But the soulish realm comprises of a thing called subconscious. The subconscious is something you're not conscious of. See, I'm conscious, yeah, I'm a billionaire. I'm conscious of what I'm thinking, yeah, but I'm not conscious of what I'm thinking in my subconscious. Because that's already been programmed to react a certain way. The subconscious doesn't know right from wrong. It just knows what you put in there and it goes out to get it. And this is scientifically proven. You can go on Google and check it out. It's scientifically proven fact that the subconscious dictates one's life. Yes. And you're not even aware of why you're doing what you're doing, because you don't know where it's coming from. So we try to think our way through things. It's your subconscious. As a man thinks in his subconscious, in his heart, that's what he's going to live out. So if I'm living out a life of poverty and lack all my life, subconsciously, somewhere deep down, I've got a vision of being broke, money not growing on trees, we can't afford it, just like the rest of my family couldn't afford it, I can't. And I grew up with that, and that's now in my subconscious, deep recesses of my subconscious. And my subconscious really is there's a lobe in the front of the brain, right in the front, it's your subconscious. And I see the students agreeing with me, right? There's a lobe in the front of the brain, scientifically proven, which is your subconscious. Sub means under. It's undercover. You understand? It's under. Now, if it's under and I'm not conscious of it, the only way I can be conscious of my subconscious is what I'm living. So if I'm living broke, subconscious is broke. If I'm living sick, it's in my subconscious that sickness is part of life. So I need to change my subconscious. But I am still responsible. See, I've got to take responsibility. Oh, well, you don't understand what I grew up with. No, I might not understand what you grew up with, but I do understand this. You can change it. And if you go around crying, what's that saying? You can't cry over spilt milk. Is that a saying? In South Africa, they say you can't cry over spilt milk, right? Well, you can't. It's done. Stop crying over it and change it. If you're abused, that's not nice. That's a tragedy. That's a tragedy. But is that going to dictate the rest of your life? When you're 45, what happened when you were 6 and 7 is still dictating your life? Because you grew up with a family that were broke and said, we can't afford it, and money doesn't grow on trees, and we'll never be able to pay it, and we can't do this, we can't. Does that mean 50 years later, I'm still living what my dad lived? Why is that?
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.